From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's state-run news agency says U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire have combined to kill 104 Islamist militants in northern Syria. The news agency reported Saturday the strikes came late Friday as retaliation just hours after rockets fired from IS-held territory hit Turkey's border province of Kilis, wounding five people. The Turkish media outlet reported the U.S.-led strikes in Syria also destroyed seven buildings used as a headquarters by IS. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in Kilis and many more wounded due to cross-border missile attacks from Syria. Russian leader Vladimir Putin says he will respond to the defensive missile system the United States and its partners are building in Eastern Europe because it threatens his country's security. The Russian president said strong countermeasures will be enacted to the NATO deployment, and he emphasized that his country is reacting to the Western action, not making the first move in a confrontation. Putin spoke to reporters in Athens, where he met with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras Friday. Syrian Kurdish commanders are working to contain an Islamic State onslaught of suicide bombings and commando-style raids, two of the jihadist group's favorite tactics when it's about to launch counteroffensives in Syria or Iraq. Islamic State time and again has exploited its fighters' mobility, launching attacks where they're least expected and using suicide bombers and lightning raids behind enemy lines to wrong-foot opponents. This is VOA News.